From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. After days of warnings, the Army Corps of Engineers at this hour is opening the spillway in Morganza, Louisiana. It hopes the move will lower the level of the Mississippi River and save Baton Rouge and New Orleans from massive flooding. NPR's Greg Allen, who's in Morganza, says the Army Corps is opening only one of the floodgates.
It's a massive structure. One gate is a small bit of the total. Opening one gate will allow 10,000 cubic feet per second of water to rush into the floodway. The entire spillway contains 600,000 cubic feet per second. So that tells you how slowly they're doing this opening. They're kind of going to roll it out very slowly.
The reason for the slow opening of the floodgate is to give wildlife and the few remaining humans in the area time to evacuate. State officials have been warning nearly 25,000 residents to pack up their belongings for days. In addition to rising floodwaters, Vicksburg, Mississippi is dealing with an influx of tourists coming to see the swollen Mississippi River from scenic overlooks in the area. The river there is expected to crest on Tuesday at more than 57 feet. With gas prices hovering at or above $4 a gallon, President Obama is taking steps that he says will encourage more oil production here in the U.S. NPR Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama used his weekly address to outline plans for increased domestic drilling.
President Obama insists he's not trying to discourage oil production in the U.S., even though he has called for an end to oil companies' tax breaks. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama says his administration is taking steps to increase what he calls safe and responsible drilling here at home.
We plan to lease new areas in the Gulf of Mexico as well and work to create new incentives for industry to develop their unused leases both on and offshore.
Mr. Obama stressed that increased drilling is not a quick fix for high gasoline prices. He says the nation also needs to invest in alternative sources of energy as well as more fuel-efficient cars and trucks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Syria says soldiers and tanks are being pulled out of two cities, including Deraa in the south, the center of the anti-government protests there, following operations to restore government control. Analysts say there's clearly been a shift in tactics by the government of President Bashar Assad, but many in the opposition are still skeptical. From Beirut, the BBC's Jim Muir reports.
Facebook pages supporting the uprising in Syria make it seem like it's business as usual as far as repression is concerned. They report a wave of arrests in many parts of the country and continued tension on the ground, especially at Tel Kalah, a town to the west of Homs and close to the border with Lebanon. Unconfirmed reports from opposition sources said many people were wounded there when security forces shelled the town, sending residents fleeing across the border for safety. Not surprisingly, there's skepticism in opposition circles about the regime's announcement that it'll be starting a dialogue on reform in the coming days.
That's the BBC's Jim Muir reporting from the Mideast. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Washington is pushing Canada to increase duty-free limits so Canadians can spend more when they travel south to shop. But Dan Karpinchuk reports the idea is not sitting well with retailers and governments north of the border.
When Americans travel to Canada, they're allowed to bring back $200 in goods duty-free. But Canadians must stay in the U.S. for at least 24 hours to bring back duty-free goods. Now the U.S. wants to increase the limits to $1,000 for American shoppers on a day trip to Canada, and it wants Ottawa to make a similar move. Retailers in cities such as Windsor, Ontario, admit cross-border shopping can benefit both sides, but if it's too favorable for American stores, that could damage fragile economies in Canadian cities. The strong Canadian dollar is already sending Canadians south in search of bargains. While Ottawa isn't about to increase travelers' exemptions for now, it could become a bargaining chip in current talks on easing border restrictions to improve the flow of trade. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Lawmakers in Pakistan are threatening to close U.S. and NATO supply routes through the country following the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Critics are upset over the violation of the country's sovereignty. Meanwhile, some members of parliament are not happy with their own government's plans for a military review of the incident, saying that they want an independent investigation of the matter. The Associated Press is pushing the Defense Department to release photos of the Navy SEAL raid that killed bin Laden earlier this month. Now the AP is reporting that the Department of Defense says the news organization's request did not demonstrate an urgent or compelling need for the release of the graphic photos. Some members of Congress have seen the photos. The White House says it fears that releasing the photos will serve to increase attacks against Western forces. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, from Washington.